On FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
Five people have been arrested after a man suffered stab wounds in an attack in Chatham. Police are called to reports of a disturbance on the Brook just before 2:30 this morning. Two other men have also been heard. Four of those arrested are being held on suspicion of assault. The other is for a public order offence.
KMFM News.
Thousands of breast cancer patients are apparently being denied drugs, costing just pennies because of NHS red tape. A charity claims they could save 1,000 lives a year. Matt's got the details for KMFM.
Three quarters of specialists across the UK have told Breast Cancer Now they're unable to prescribe bisphosphonates because of funding squabbles. The pills can slow down the spread of the disease and they cost just 34p a day, with total treatment costs being put at around 43p. The charity's accused the health service of bureaucracy. NHS England says decisions are currently taken locally as it awaits a ruling by the watchdog NICE.
Mary Berry says she won't go with Bake Off when it moves to Channel 4. But co-judge Paul Hollywood is staying. Mary says she's very sad not to be part of it anymore, but will stay loyal to the BBC. Last week, presenters Mel and Sue said they wouldn't be making the move either.
KMFM News.
Dozens of campaigners against plans for a huge lorry park off the M20 in Kent say they're planning on taking Highways England to court. A public consultation on the plans closes tomorrow, but people who live nearby say there's still a number of unanswered questions. Road bosses say it'll help put a stop to Operation Stag. Stamford Parish Council Chairman Matthew Webb isn't convinced, though.
This development will not move one lorry to where it is meant to get to 1 second quicker than is currently the case under Operation Stag. And therefore, the benefits or any perceived benefit to an improvement in the loss to the UK economy, whatever that amount is zero.
A man who caused a head-on crash after driving the wrong way along a road on the Isle of Sheppey has admitted causing the serious injury. Sven Pfeiffer ended up on the wrong carriageway as he drove a hire car on the A249 towards Sheerness in July. Two people were hurt in the collision. The 59-year-old from Germany will be sentenced at a later date.
KMFM News.
There's a warning: button batteries often found in toys could pose a potentially deadly risk to children. Surgeons say they've seen a big increase in cases of young people swallowing them over the past year. They're known to leak toxic fluid. Parenting expert Erica Brodnock thinks more awareness is needed.
It actually takes around 2 minutes to start to burn through the esophagus, and within 2 hours the damage that's been done to the windpipe and the esophagus is just irreparable.
A former panellist on the quiz show Eggheads has been arrested at Heathrow Airport on suspicion of murder. Joseph Connor, who's known as CJ on the programme, will appear in court later.
KMFM News.
CCTV footage has been released of thieves who stole money being collected for injured soldiers from a barber's in Folkestone. Two people can be seen forcing their way into the building on Sandgate High Street before making off with more than £150 of cash. Champagne, clothes and beer was also taken. You can see the footage at kentonline.co.uk. And the French actress Marion Cotillard has shot down rumours of any romantic involvement with Brad Pitt. She stars with him in the upcoming Second World War romantic thriller Allied. It's been suggested a relationship between the pair was the reason Jolie filed for divorce on Monday.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Football and Gillingham's run in the EFL Cup has come to an end. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the Gills were beaten 5-0 by Tottenham at White Hart Lane last night. Boss Justin Edinburgh says it's not the result he wanted against his former team, but he can't criticise his players.
If we look at it, which we will do, I think we could have done better for the goals, but, you know, I'm not, you know, we're talking about top international players, so, you know, we can't be too critical, but disappointed, yeah.
Spurs will play Liverpool in the next round, while Manchester United face Man City. On to cricket, and Darren Stevens has hit 136 for Kent as they look to end the season on a high. It's the third day of their final championship game against Essex at Canterbury. A short time ago, the visitors were on 68 for two in their first innings after Kent made 441. Meantime, Kent and England's Tammy Beaumont has been nominated for the Player of the Year award by the Professional Cricketers Association. She's up against Lauren Winfield and Natalie Siver for the prize. Northamptonshire's Ben Duckett is up for the Men's Award.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.